This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington, congressional leaders released a sweeping spending bill that includes $13.6 billion for further military and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine. The country stepped up efforts to evacuate thousands of civilians from cities under attack, while Russia pursued its campaign to surround the capital city, Kyiv. Russia and Ukraine today agreed to open evacuation routes at a half dozen Ukrainian cities. Such corridors have failed repeatedly in the past few days. Venezuela released two detained Americans days after senior U.S. officials met with President Nicolas Maduro, the White House said. U.S. officials are considering lifting oil sanctions on Venezuela as the Russia-Ukraine war has sent energy prices soaring. We're exclusively reporting that authorities are investigating whether entertainment moguls David Geffen and Barry Diller violated insider trading laws by buying options on Activision Blizzard shares in January, days before it agreed to be acquired by Microsoft. Sources say Geffen and Diller and Diller's stepson Alexander von Furstenberg have an unrealized profit of about $60 million on the options trade. Diller said none of the men had had material non-public information about the Activision-Microsoft deal. Geffen didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Von Furstenberg couldn't be reached for comment. Spokespeople for the Justice Department and Securities and Exchange Commission declined to comment. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares gained in early trading. U.S. stock futures also rose, while oil prices pared some of their earlier gains, with the global benchmark over $125 a barrel. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.